Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Nick, come over here, man. I need to talk to you, dude.
Oh, what's going on, bud?
I'm kind of nervous right now, man. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little nervous. I don't know, dude. Feel my pulse, dude. Feel that?
Damn. Dude, it's going like 1,000 beats a minute. Damn, dude, you're sweating bullets, too.
Yeah. You see all those bullets falling out, those shell casings? You're not going to believe this, man. Russell, dude, a.k.a. Doc from Sci-Fi Z Nation. You ever seen Sci-Fi Z Nation?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That dude's like, man, that my favorite part of that show is when he was smoking that Z-weed with that zombie in the air shaft.
The Z-weed, dude. Well, yeah. I got in contact with him, and he says he's down to come on. Like I'm gonna have to call him, but I'm too nervous.
Oh man, I can probably help. I can come on with you. I want to help you out.
I don't know if I have enough room to. I don't know, man. The Skype window is only so big. Your head's pretty large. I don't know if it's gonna take up too much real estate.
Dude, my ass is small enough, bro. I think we could do this together.
Yeah, maybe if you're there, I won't feel so nervous.
Yeah. I'll come on and help you out.
That's a good idea, man. That's a good idea.
I could be awkward with you.
Yeah, you can be awkward with me. I'm usually awkward by myself. I don't know how it would be to be awkward with somebody else.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'm there with you.
I can't do it, dude. I'm sorry. I can't do it. We'll skip this. Maybe, can you do a really good Doc impersonation and then... Yeah, that's what we'll do. If you can do a really good impersonation, I'll pretend like I'm calling him.
Okay, yeah. We could try like a test run.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so yeah. I know you got it down. Just get your impressions down. We're going to do this entire interview as if you are Doc. And what we're going to do is I'm going to call you on the phone to make it seem more authentic.
All right.
The phone call sound will kind of mask you being you. You maybe you'll sound more Doc-ish.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I like it.
You down with that?
I'm down, bro. Let's go.
Are you good with impersonations?
Yes.
Well, let's do a couple test runs.
No.
Give me your best Arnold. Go. Arnold. Schwarzenegger.
I'm open-minded and I want to hear what everyone has to say and then...
Wow, that was perfect. Let's go with Chris Rock.
And when people act like they're not mad, they lost.
Let's do Eminem.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even begin to want to think about trying to do that.
Let's try one more. Let's try.
On the spot there.
Let's try Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers Podcast.
I'm going to say what I wrote. I will give it to you.
That was a pretty good Jesus. All right, one last one. Let's test out your Doc impersonation, Henley.
I can't think of another expression to... But great Scott, it's like, my God, you know, it's like.
Henley, that was a good Doc, but that was the wrong Doc. That was Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, you're tripping, man. You're tripping. And it's a trip straight to hell.
You got it. You're going to nail this interview. Just pretend like you're Doc, and we're going to roll with it. This is going to be great, Henley. Thank you, man.
Awesome.
You helped me bail out of this situation.
Sweet. Hey, Normie.
Hey, Norma, give us a horribly awkward!
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 54 of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean, and unfortunately, again, I am your host for this week. but I do have another co-host and an awesome guest to make for a very special and interesting show. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a stone zombie, tell a blaster, tell a Z-weed dealer, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. You guys can send me your voicemails. You can send me a question, or you can just tell me you don't like me. I don't care. Send me your voicemails and I will play it. The voicemail number is 510-600-3475. I do have a voicemail from Henley, but he's on the show and I just blew who was my co-host. Henley, what is up?
What? Yeah, that was me, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing How's it going, man? We got a freaking fantastic guest. Dude, I'm so stoked.
Yes.
I am. Oh, and also, yeah, that old-fashioned email you guys can send me emails at is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So do it! So on today's show, from a few different awesome shows and movies, including Big Fish, that crazy documentary Zoo, which I never saw, but I heard crazy things about it, Zombies of Mass Destruction, 21 and Over, TNT's Leverage, NBC's Grime. And most importantly, that fun-filled, crazy zombie show found on the Sci-Fi Network. It's Doc from Z Nation, Russell Hodgkinson! Yes!
What?
What is up, dude?
Hey, you guys, how's it going?
I'm trying to bring the...
You're bringing it, Sean.
Glad you're having me on. I'm hoping this will be more interesting and less horribly awkward.
How's the Z-weed, man?
You know, the Z-weed is just for medicinal use only, Sean. You should know that, man.
Yeah, but you're in Washington.
I think it's, what, is that legal?
Yeah, well, dude.
I think it's just legal
think
in
of the
Oregon.
Children. We got lots of kids that watch the show, and they ask Doc all the time, what's like to smoke the Z-weed? So I have to be responsible. Their parents appreciate that. So I let them all know that the Z-weed is for medicinal use only, for pain management and spasm relief.
Yeah, sure. we will go with that, Russell. We'll go with that.
Yeah, go with that, man.
Hopefully no kids are listening. I'm hoping no kids are listening to this, man, because I'm a fucking idiot.
Okay, well, you never know, man. This is out there in the world, so you never know.
All right, kids.
No, I don't know how the Z-weed is. It's just, you know, it's just what it is, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's funny. Everybody thinks I'm this. Good.
Oh no! Yeah, everyone thinks you're just this stoner dude at all times.
Well, they just I go to the comic cons and there are people always giving me their weed or they bake brownies for me or they're always giving me shit, man. It's funny.
That's awesome, dude. I mean, honestly, when I say that Doc is my favorite character on Z Nation, he is, man. Doc is fucking awesome.
Oh man, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love
fun role. A really fun role for me.
I love the humor you brought, and I don't think anybody else could play that role like you do. I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah,
I mean, it would just be a different Doc. That's all. That's all. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful actors out there that would have loved to have the role, and if they would have got it, it just would have been a completely different character. That's all, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be humble.
It's cool that I get to develop it, though. That's the cool thing about television. You really get to help develop a role over time as opposed to, like, you know, being just a guest star or doing a film. You know, we're in our third season, so Doc has really evolved, you know, and into a really interesting character. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, I can't wait for when does the third season start? Like next month, maybe?
September 16th, we'll start with a 2-hour flashback movie. So we'll be going back in time to a particular point in time. I think Cassandra will still be there. She will be alive during that period. So we had Pasay Powell back, which was fun. And you'll be introduced to a couple new characters that you're going to see in the upcoming season. But they're calling it a flashback movie.
That's right. I saw that. So, I was like, I saw the rumors of that. And I was like, I hope this is true.
Yeah, and I can tell you that no psychedelics were used in the making of that flashback. So, yeah, there you go.
Man, that's awesome, man. I can't wait. I can't wait. But, I mean, seriously, if somebody else tried to do
it. It's going to be a great season, man. It's going to be a really, really cool season. The group is kind of split up a little. We're kind of off doing our own little things, which is a little different than the first two seasons, but it's still pretty cool, you know?
Oh, so you guys got a lot of,
you know,
lot
we all
of
had little
standalone episodes, kind of.
Well, sort of, you know, like me and Addie go off to find little Lucy, and, you know, Murphy has his own thing. He's kind of gone off and wants to do his own thing, and Warren is going after Murphy. We're all kind of, you know, trying to continue the mission, but in our own separate ways, you know.
I got to ask you something.
So it'll be interesting to see how, yeah. Emilio Rivera's back for season three, so we're happy to have him. He's wonderful. And so, yeah, it's going to be a cool season for sure.
Such a fun show. I got to ask you something. I got to ask you a personal question. Okay, so Addie.
Oh, shit. Here we
go. Addie. In real life, is she as beautiful
Addie,
as she
Addie,
is
Addie.
On camera?
What about her?
Is she as beautiful? Is she as hot as she is on camera? We all need to know.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Of
really,
course.
She's beautiful.
Of
beautiful
course.
Girl.
Of course. And she's
and,
got a
and,
bat.
You know, from the inside out. From the inside out, she's just a beautiful human being. So, you know, that inner beauty counts too, right?
Yeah, and it's even hotter when she's smashing someone's head in with a bat with nails
that's,
in it.
Well, and there's that. Yeah, and there's that.
That's my favorite zombie weapon.
Yeah, the Z-Whacker. Yeah, you'll see a new and improved Z-Whacker. I don't know if I should be telling you that. That might be a spoiler.
Uh-oh.
But there's another Z-Whacker there's a. She has a very cool signature weapon, season three, that you will like.
Do we just get an exclusive scoop from Russell?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe. I don't think it's a big deal, but yeah. Yeah, Addie's got a badass weapon, for sure.
Is it hard to go in your normal day life and people ask you about the show and it's kind of hard not to talk about the stuff that hasn't aired yet?
No, not really. I mean, a lot of stuff has already been revealed. You know, I mean, 10K's not dead. Everybody must know, is 10K going to be alive? Is he coming back? And, you know, we've already established, you know, Carl Schaefer, who our showrunner, has already kind of said that, so I think we're cool saying that. I can tell people that we're going back for a little Lucy. We can talk about that. So, you know, I don't want to reveal the new cool zombies that we're going to be introducing, because you're going to have to wait for that. But definitely going to be introducing some very, very interesting new types of zombies.
Yeah.
And if we ever get merchandising, if we ever get it together enough where we can have merchandising, you'll definitely want to collect all 12. You know what I mean? There's lots of really, you know, you mentioned the blasters and the Fidos, and there's definitely a few more to add to that list.
Yeah, the Fidos was the ones that are in the garden, right?
The weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's going to be some cool new zombies, and so we'll see.
Yeah, that's what
I
love about.
Hopefully we'll have action figures, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome, dude.
I want a damn action.
You want a little
action figure. Somebody gave me a damn action figure, and I said, hold on. This looks suspiciously like Herschel from The Walking Dead. They took a damn Herschel doll from The Walking Dead, painted some suspenders on him, and called him Doc. I'm like, uh-uh. That is not Doc.
That's hilarious.
But it was a thought that counted, so I appreciated the gesture.
I've seen a picture online with you and Herschel taking a photo together, right?
Yeah, boy, he's a cool guy. I met him at a Comic-Con. I sure like him a lot. Really nice man.
Yeah, Herschel was a great
character. That's a fun thing. You know, I didn't know what Comic-Con was before I did Z Nation. So that's a nice little perk to being on a zombie show. You get to go around the country and meet the fans and meet other actors on other shows. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I imagine that'd just be cool to just be around people who just appreciate what you're doing. And I totally appreciate what you're doing. I mean, that show, when I think of that show, I think of Addie, I think of you, I think of Murphy right off the bat. Those are like the three characters that stand out. And obviously like 10K. And
yeah.
Well, I can tell you
we're good buddies now. After season three, we're all pretty tight. So those are my comrades and my friends, and I love them. It's a really unique group of actors and also a wonderful crew and amazing extras. We get lots of our extras here in Spokane, Washington, where we shoot the show. So we got lots of zombie extras, and many of them are used over and over again. They just disguise them so you never know. But yeah, one dude I've killed several times.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Henley, what were you saying?
I was going to say my first action figure that I would buy would be a Roberta Warren. That would
there
be.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's badass. Yeah.
With that gun, she is.
Chief is badass.
She's got that machete.
Yeah, we got an awesome chief. Yeah.
Yeah, we need Z Nation. We need Z Nation. We need action figures. We need ones with changeable arms. You could put bazookas on there and stuff. Because that show, you could do anything you wanted, man. I mean, that's what I love about Z Nation is that you don't – like, I love The Walking Dead. Obviously, I love The Walking Dead. But I know what to expect from The Walking Dead. When I watch Z Nation, every episode is something over the top, something I'm not expecting. You guys had the Viagra zombies, which was – I would never have called that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, the other thing, I mean, I really don't understand when people try to compare the shows because they're so completely different. With completely different budgets, I might add. I mean, they have an incredibly huge budget for their show. So we're super low budget, man. We have a really tight budget. Nobody's making a lot of money on this. So we're trying to just put some fun back in the apocalypse, you know? And our episodes are typically have a middle and beginning and an end. We don't really drag things on for months at a time. Each episode is pretty much, holds its own, you know what I mean? Stands on its own. And, you know, we still have our mission. We have a really pretty clear-cut mission, which is to get Murphy to the CDC labs to create a vaccine, save the world. So, you know, having a clear-cut mission and having each episode fun and complete is a, you know, I think sets us apart in some ways from other zombie shows.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's why I love Z Nation, man. That's definitely why I love Z Nation. I got a couple questions here, a couple random questions that we need to figure out what makes Russell tick. And the most important question of all.
What makes Russell tick?
Yeah, what makes Russell tick? Huh? What?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
What makes Russell tick?
I'm pretty. Okay. What makes me tick?
No.
Is
here's
the question?
No. Yeah, here's the question.
Okay. Oh.
Here's the question.
Okay.
First off, I need to know who is your celebrity crush, Russell?
Oh, dear. A celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. I don't really crush on celebrities, to be honest with you. I have to think about that.
Mm.
See, that's something you should have told me before the interview. Then I would have come up with a really great celebrity crush answer for you.
Hey, it's the best. It's an on the fly.
I mean, there's certainly actresses that I would love to work with that I think are wonderful. But you know, I'm an old married guy, dude. I've been married for 26 years, so I don't really crush on anybody but my wife. So
that's good. That's a good answer.
Good answer.
But definitely some cool actresses out there that I think are pretty sweet and I'd like to work with.
I like to work with them all. I want to get them on the podcast and talk to them all. Give me all the actresses.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, if you can go back in time, if you could time travel, you had a round trip ticket
right?
To go to any time you wanted for one day, what day would you go to in history?
Any period of time in history?
Yeah, you can go forward or backwards.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's no fun to go back unless I could really change something in a day. But then, you know, then you change the whole course of your life. So, you know, wouldn't want to do that. I mean, it'd be cool to, you know, go back in time and shoot Hitler or something like that. You know, I mean, you'd want to definitely think about that. What could you do that could be the most impactful thing you could do? Or, you know, go to the future and see what your grandchildren have to look forward to. So, I don't know. I'd have to give that a little more thought. But, yeah, maybe I'd go kill Hitler.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Something like that.
Bring your phone with you so you can take a picture.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm still thinking about that celebrity. I'm still thinking about the celebrity crush. I may come up with an answer before the interview's over here.
Yeah, man. It's like, that's one of those things where you're like, oh, I haven't really thought of this, but now Sean just sprung it upon me.
I know. Yeah, the minute we hang up, I'll have a great answer for you.
Oh, yeah, just text it to me and I'll edit it in. I'll just edit your voice in. I'll just go.
Yeah, do that.
Blake Lively. Oh, Blake, that's beautiful. Okay. If you legitly saw a zombie, if you're out and you saw an actual zombie, would you tell people or just will you think that everyone will think you're crazy?
Would I tell people?
Yeah, if you,
well,
if
would
you
there
saw
be
a
people
zombie,
around?
Nobody's around. Only you saw. You didn't have your phone on you. You left it at home.
I would probably want to alert the media, you know, because chances are there would be more where that follow, you know, more to follow.
Yeah.
So I would definitely want to alert the media or, you know, the surrounding area for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
these are lame answers, man.
Russell, we found them. Yeah, they're all lame. It doesn't matter, man. This is quick fire. You're never gonna get a good answer. Trust me. You wanna spring these on me out of the blue? I'm gonna fucking drop the ball. Okay. If you can go, here's another tricky one. You're gonna be like, I don't have a good answer because I wouldn't have a good answer either. But if you can go back to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would you tell yourself?
Just go with the flow, you know, and don't try to control everything. Just let life kind of unfold for you because it's a beautiful journey that we're all on. And I think the more you just kind of release and let things flow, the easier your life has got to be. So don't sweat the small stuff and go with the flow.
Damn,
there's
man,
a hippie answer for
that. That was a good answer.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'm glad you brought your notes with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, one last thing. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Me.
Yeah.
I come to mind.
You haven't heard that one yet.
You know, often be horribly awkward. I mean, I've been, I come to mind. The picture of me being horribly awkward on the interview comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer. Haven't heard that one yet.
Okay.
Okay, so my buddy Joseph Anthony Pitt also wants to know, he wants to ask you, what is your favorite movie from the Asylum folks?
I don't know any of their movies. I've never watched any of them, so
I don't either,
don't
man.
Don't have an answer for you.
Neither do I. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, people assume that I'm a big sci-fi fan and that I know all about. I'm really not. I'm just an actor who got cast on a zombie show. You know, it's not my genre at all. So.
What is your genre? What kind of movies are you kicking back watching when you're not working? You know, you're just at home watching movies.
Oh, I'm old school. I just haven't seen any really great movies lately. I love The Shawshank Redemption. You know, I loved. Some of those old movies like that, but not typically horror, but, you know, like people overcoming obstacles, people rising above their circumstances. I loved The Color Purple. I loved Shawshank Redemption. I loved The Piano with Holly Hunter. I don't know. There's a whole list of them. It's really so hard to just name one, but typically it's a movie that's an older movie. Just, I don't know, what's with the movie industry? I'm not seeing a lot of great films these days.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of, there is some good movies, but it seems like there's a lot of just filler movies. There's a lot of movies being made just to make money only, and there's a lot of heart in it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very discouraging. And it's like, wow. I typically like the independent films. I'm really digging the Duplass brothers. I've seen a couple of their movies that I really like. Are you familiar with them, guys?
No. Let me check that out.
The Duplass brothers? Here's two movies I'm going to recommend to you that I really like. One is Manson Family Vacation.
Manson
Family
Vacation.
That was a great independent film. Super original. And the other one was that I watched with those guys was Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, great movie.
Safety Not Guaranteed. Yeah, wasn't it great? I love those little indie films, those really great independent films that are shot on a shoestring budget that aren't all, you know, big budget Hollywood movies that are original stories, you know, sweet stories. You know, Napoleon Dynamite, great movie.
Yeah.
Like made for next to nothing. And, you know, those are the most fun to be a part of as well as to watch, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Oh, Skeleton Twins.
And I've done a few.
Yes. They did
Which
this.
One?
They made the Skeleton Twins, which is Kristen Wiig, yeah? Who's my celebrity crush.
Oh, love her. Oh, now there you go. Perfect. Good answer. Great answer. Love her.
Yeah.
I typically like the funny girls, I must say. Kristen Wiig, absolutely. You know, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. They're great. All those girls, so funny.
Yeah, Tina Fey.
Yeah, Tina's great.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Really, really good.
You know, I have seen 21 and Over, but it's been a long time. Did you get to work with Miles Teller?
Yeah, really nice kid. Boy, his career took off, right?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
After that?
I like his comedy style. Some people disagree with me, but I like his, I don't know, his energy, I guess, his confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good kid, not too good looking, he's like that perfect friend of the leading man, a great sidekick dude. And I think he's going to get a lot of work. He already is getting a lot of work. And his turn in Whiplash was friggin' amazing, man.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Whiplash was phenomenal, yes.
Wasn't he great in it? I didn't even know the dude played the drums. I thought he was great. And his career's really taken off. It's great. Excited for him.
Yeah, Whiplash was one of those movies that I was like, okay, everyone's saying this is great. I'm going to watch it. And then I was like on the edge of my seat the entire time. Man, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Russell, I had a question regarding the Z Nation show. I'm curious if 10K Nat, is he really quiet in real life as a person?
He's kind of quiet, actually. He's he gets going on occasion, but he's typically kind of a quiet guy, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. And
really good kid. Yeah.
And Lucy, is she? That's Pissé, right? Her real name?
No. Pissé Powell played Cassandra.
Oh, Cassandra. Okay. Yeah, she's beautiful.
She was with the cannibals and, yeah.
Okay.
And she was killed in season 2. But Lucy is the little bastard child of Murphy and Pie Girl,
yes.
Serena.
Yes, okay.
So we go back for Lucy, and one of the deals with Lucy is that the more stress she has in her life, the faster she grows. So she, she'll be older.
She's like Hulk.
She's like, I don't know, 5, and then she's 12, and then she's like, so she's growing fast.
Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome mechanic.
That's Z-Nation logic.
Yeah, that's an awesome mechanic. I love how Z Nation does the thing where like zombies are kind of really fast at first, and then they kind of slow down and tire out.
Yeah, when they're newly turned, they're really fast, and then as they are around for longer and longer, they slow down. Yeah.
Do you like fast zombies or slow zombies?
We are writing our own rules.
What do you like?
Flow. Are you kidding? Flow.
You just want to.
I'm old, man. I can't run that fast.
But with the power of Z Nation, they can make you run as fast as you want, man. They can invent a new weed. It's like super speed. You just run super fast. You see everything in slow-mo. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I can't wait for this new season to come up. I'm waiting for it. We got it, what, a couple more? 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? It's going to be awesome. What shows do you like?
Now, what do you guys... TV shows?
Yeah, what kind of shows are you watching? Mr. Robot?
Oh, gee, I don't watch a lot of... I haven't watched that. I watched one episode, but I haven't been able to really sit down. I don't really have time to watch a lot of TV. Sometimes, I watched Breaking Bad. I watched Homeland, The Americans. There's a show called Bloodline, I think.
Bloodline.
That I really liked. Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
So there's some of those that I'll kind of gobble up on Netflix, but just basically just, coming home, turn on the TV, I tend to gravitate towards like the Food Network, watching Chopped or Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives or just easy fluff, stuff I can just watch a little bit of and then go to sleep.
Yeah. It's,
sometimes I don't, I just can't sit down and watch a whole hour show,
Yeah. It's
or I'll watch, Bill Maher, or, The Daily Show or, silly stuff.
Just stuff to shut your brain off. Yeah, I see a lot of that. You're just like, shut my brain off. I can't watch Food Network channels or food stuff because I've already got an addiction to food. And when I start looking at actual good food, oh, dude, my brain goes in hyperdrive. Like, I want this shit. I'm going to try to make it. It'll never come out that good. So I'm going to end up eating a bunch of crap. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm a huge foodie, man. I could talk about food. I'm a cook. I love to cook. I love to go, talk about restaurants and different types of food. And oh yeah, and so you should love food, man. Food is not your enemy, is it? Have you made food your enemy?
Well, I got up to like 300 pounds, and then I lost 120 pounds. So it's kind of like my best friend / enemy now, where I can't hang out with it too long because I go back to Mr. 300.
Wow, you weighed 300 pounds. No shit. That's incredible.
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah, I mean, that could be an issue. That could be a problem for sure. I hear you.
We need to pitch a show to Sci-Fi. Seriously. The Russell Show, where you just go around and check out food and eat it and tell us how great it is and just be you, man. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. I want to be on Celebrity Chopped, do you know the show, Chopped?
Is that where they have a little thing where everyone tries to make something?
They have four people, typically chefs from around the country, that apply, and then they go on the show, and then they open a basket of secret ingredients, and they have to make something out of these wacky ingredients, jelly beans and Ritz crackers and a leg of lamb. It's like, go. And they got 30 minutes to come up with a dessert or an appetizer or an entree. It's a great show. I totally love
it. That is a good show.
So they have a Celebrity Chop. They got Celebrity Chop, where they get, people on TV shows that go on. And so maybe someday I'll be on Celebrity Chopped.
Dude, you should. Yes. That would be awesome. I want to see that. I want to see a leg of lamb and jelly beans and crackers, Ritz crackers, dude.
Right?
What would you do, man? What would you do with those three ingredients?
Oh, you have access to their whole pantry of other things. So it's just the three things, But, right off the bat, you'd probably want to melt the jelly beans down and create kind of a little drizzle to put over your, cracker encrusted, leg of lamb or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
There it is.
You just got to get creative, So the cracker would have to be the breading of some sort, and the jelly beans would have to be liquefied and add a little vermouth to it or whatever, and then you drizzle that,
There you go, man. You did it, man.
I love to watch it. Some people are super super creative on that show. I don't know how much homework they get to do beforehand or what they know. I'm pretty sure that they're not privy to the basket ingredients. But, they got to really be on their game,
Yeah, me, I just go, let me take these three ingredients, let me put it in a bag, smash it with a hammer, and we're going to pour some milk over it and eat it.
Yeah. So are you trying to eat healthy these days?
I'm not going to say I try to eat super healthy. It's up and down. I just try not to overeat, which is hard because
moderation.
Yeah, like I was telling you, I work graveyard shifts. So on my nights off, which are typically Friday, Saturday, Sundays, I'm up all night. And, it's kind of like nobody's around to keep me occupied. So it's like, there's the fridge. Stop looking at me, fridge.
Yeah. Right. Now, what do you do when you're not doing horribly awkward interviews?
I hang around. I play a lot of video games. I do watch movies and TV and all that stuff. I do work a lot, which sucks graveyard because I don't wake up till 3 p.m. and then I go back to work at 8 p.m. So it's just kind of I'm locked into this. I'm imprisoned by my job in a way.
What is the work? You're not working in an actual graveyard, I take it. What is the actual work?
He works the zombie shift, right?
Digging graves out there, are you?
Yeah, I hunt zombies. I never found one, but I'm out there with a fork and a knife just in case I find it. I'm going to eat that son of a bitch, teach him what's wrong with this world. No, dude, I'm a grunt man. I pressure wash sidewalks and
there you go.
Everything, Target, Best Buy, all the businesses. I do grunt work, man. I'm a grunt.
Hey, I did that kind of work for years, man. Grunt work. It's good. It's all good. I was a grunt. Well,
yeah.
I wasn't really a grunt. I was in the armies.
Henley over here is delivering beer.
I deliver wine and spirits. Nice. Wine and spirits. Yeah, I do that. Drive a truck 13 hours a day, 4 days a week. Uh-huh. So it's hard. You guys are talking about food. I know it's hard. Every time I pass by Taco Bell or you know, or some great burger joint. I'm just like, keep going.
Tell you, I love Taco Bell. I am.
Yes.
Tell you.
That's my weakness.
Nothing wrong with Taco Bell.
I have Taco Bell every.
Yeah, I gotta have it. You know what I just? I just discovered at Taco Bell. I used to always get the same thing, like burrito supreme or Mexican pizza. But a friend of mine said, get the cheesy potato burrito.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So try the cheesy potato burrito and have them grill it. You know, they just put it under that little thing and it kind of gets a little brown, you know. That's a damn good burrito, man.
Yeah, the potato tacos,
too. Try it next time. You'll like it. What do you like, just regular tacos?
No, they have those soft potato tacos, too. Those are great.
Potato tacos. Oh, yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's just like it's like a soft taco with the same potatoes they put in the burrito thing.
Oh, okay. But that's it? Potatoes only in the taco?
And I think, like, maybe...
No, I got to have the beef, man.
Yeah, there's no beef in the potato ones, but I eat Taco Bell every Tuesday night.
A vegetarian in my life. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
schedule and everything.
Well, that's the one night that I drive the sweeper truck and I can go through a drive-through, so I don't take lunch with me. I go to Taco Bell and I always get the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's good too. My other little weakness is the two tacos for 99 cents at Jack in the Box. I love those tacos.
I know, yeah. Me too, dude.
I love them.
Those are good.
They're totally addictive. I love them, and I love that they're 99 cents. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, when they're extra crispy, it's so good.
So good. They're just something about them. I don't know what kind of mystery meat that is, but it works for me, man. I like it.
They just take it out.
Always in moderation. You know, you can't eat there every night, but
mm-hmm.
in a pinch, it's fine. Yeah. We got good food here in Spokane. We've been filming here all summer, and Spokane has some really nice restaurants. And it's a pretty beautiful place, if you're stuck on a TV show. It's a kind of a good place to be at. We're pretty lucky, I think. Beautiful river that runs right down the middle of town, and lots of hiking opportunities and beautiful Lake Coeur d'Alene right there. It's gorgeous. Pacific Northwest, man. It's where it's at.
Oh, dude, man, you're making me want to go.
Well, yeah, come on up, brother.
I need to get out of California, so Sean, pick me up on the way here.
Yeah, I'll go
on the way up there.
I'll go up to get Henley, then we'll go shoot up to Washington. We'll have Russell make us some bomb ass food, then we'll go home. And if I gotta be back by 8 o'clock, though.
There you go.
That would be fantastic, man. What do you like to do on your time off when you're not shooting, though? Besides like watching TV, and you get out and do much?
I like to. I typically will hang out with Keith when he's off. Keith plays Murphy on the show.
Yeah.
Kind of my buddy up here. We'll hike or Lake Coeur d'Alene is a beautiful place to go. There's big rocks you can jump off of into the water. And so, outdoor activities when it's not, 100 degrees out, preferably. I like to get up in the morning and walk when it's still kind of cool out. Like I said, I'm a cook, so I like to cook. I'm trying to work out a little bit. Doc has to have his shirt off in one episode, so I like panicked and started to, do my sit-ups. And so I bought some little weights, and I'm trying to just kind of keep it together for my old body here. I'm 57 now, so, it ain't easy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep in shape a little bit and. But, it's pretty, there's not a lot of downtime. It's a lot of work. So we have big, long 12-hour days. And so there's not a whole lot of time to do much when you're shooting. You just happen to catch me on a day off. I'm not in this next episode. So I'm actually off for this one episode. So, yeah.
You're not going to catch me with my shirt off, dude. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm as pale as they come.
Okay.
Like I say, I work graveyard, so I don't see the sun very often. When I do, it's not my best friend. It's bright. It's screaming at me.
Well, the sun isn't your friend anyway, man. You gotta, if you're gonna be out in the sun, you gotta wear your UV protection, brother. I grew up in Florida back in the 70s. We just used to lay out with baby oil, and we thought that was a good idea. And I've had a little bout of melanoma skin cancer, so I'm here to tell you, man,
wow.
The sun ain't your friend. Now it's even worse, the ozone and with all that. So So I try to avoid the sun, you know, even if I'm on vacation to go to a beach or whatever, I like to do the beach in the morning, you know, anytime before 11 and then maybe, you know, after six or something, you know, when the sun's starting to set, go out on the beach then. But high noon, forget it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what noon looks like, anyway. Guys. I don't get up till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, man. How's that working? You've been doing that for years, huh?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 6 years. I mean, on my days off, I get up typically at like 11 a.m., which is not early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a completely different lifestyle than I want to live, but I'm too lazy to do anything about it, especially when I get Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off every week. It's like, where's my motivation to go look for another job? Wow.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Well, just let the other job find you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been saying for 6 years,
man.
We'll
find you. You know, and when you're ready to move on, just those doors will just open, man. That's just the way the world works.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, can you pass the word on? See if they need any new characters for C Nation. Ugly, kind of scrawny, kind of weird looking, awkward, definitely awkward. Let them know that you know a guy. Messed up crooked
teeth.
Are you
an actor?
I got that. No, and I'm not an actor. I'm just tell them I don't need makeup. I look like a zombie already.
Well, you know, there's always the zombie extra route. We're always looking for zombie extras.
Yeah, that
so
would
if you're
be awesome.
In Spokangeles, you know, give us a holler. I'm sure we could get you on the show.
I'm camera shy. It ain't going to happen. No way. No. I would regret that forever. I'd be so self-conscious. I just, wow.
I wouldn't mind being a zombie, though. Because, I mean, I can shuffle.
Yeah, that's not that hard. Yeah, you shuffle and drool. Brother, they put you through a zombie boot camp to show you how to do it.
I already do that anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right, dude. Yeah, yeah. Henley wears a bib.
Yeah.
Because he drools.
Okay, well.
Hey, you're hired. Hey, Russell, I'm curious if you ever plan on doing any more comedy-type shows in the future.
You know, I don't plan for that. I'm just open to it. So I'd love to do more comedy. Absolutely. I want a spinoff, man. I want, you know, What's Up Doc? Better
yes.
Call Doc. You know, I don't know how long Z Nation will go. Hopefully it will go for a few more seasons and that would be awesome. You know, if I can do some little indie films, during my off time, that would be great. I'd love to do a comedy. Yeah, I'm totally open to that. You know, there's really no way to really plan for it. You know what I mean? You just kind of just have an intention and put it out there, and hopefully the right people will get in touch with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'm all aboard. Yeah.
I'd like to see a spinoff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Russell, we're about 5 minutes of five. We'll wrap it up right here, let you go, man. I really do appreciate you took your time out to just come and hang out with me and Henley for a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was fun. Good talking to you.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's
and stay tuned. I think you're gonna really dig season three, man. We're working hard, and I think we've really kicked it up a notch. I think you're gonna really like it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna like it. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. Can't wait for season three.
And I'll put in a good word for you with Addy.
yes, dude.
Anastasia Baranova.
I'll send you a note in the mail.
Are you following her on Twitter?
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
She's on there somewhere. She's in my list. Of course, man. I follow her. Obviously follow Keith Allen. Awesome dude.
Yeah. You should follow all of us, man. We're a good group. We're pretty cool with our fans, you know. We really appreciate them and love them as much as we can and try to respond, you know, when we can. And so I like to respond to questions. If people ask me specific questions, I'll definitely respond. But if it's just they just want to chat, that's harder to do. Hey, man, somebody's calling me about my apartment. I hear my phone's going off, so I better go.
Oh, okay. Okay, man. Do you want to point your
All right,
Twitter
guys?
Real quick? What's your Twitter?
Haj Mahal Haj Mahal.
Okay, awesome, man. Thank you,
Russell.
Thanks, Russell. Nice talking
guys.
With you.
Be cool. Great talking to you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, take it easy.
Okay.
Later.
All right, man. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, what an awesome dude, man.
Yeah.
Could have sat here and just chatted forever, man.
I know. I could have went another hour.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta see what people can do with what time they gotta work with. And I'm glad, man, he came on. That was fantastic.
I wanted to recommend to him watch Stranger Things, but you know, I was like, I was a little late. I think we were on to food by then.
Yeah, we were.
My brain doesn't work as fast as yours does.
My brain doesn't
work
as fast
at all. It's not as anxious as yours, Sean.
I just start talking. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, Henley.
Yeah.
But I'm sweating balls right here. We're going to do something. Let's get to the wrap up. Even though I don't know what there is to wrap up. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
Okay, all right. Yep, just find me. Find me at the Horrible Gamers Podcast. You can go to horriblegamerspodcast.com. That should get you right to the feed. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. We got a Facebook group, the Horrible Gamers community. And find me on Twitter at Gunny Chief, GunnyChief. Just a couple shout outs. I want to give a shout out to on Twitter. Is anyone there 12? You know those guys, Sean?
Is anyone there? Yeah, I was on two episodes ago.
Okay, I didn't listen to that one yet, but these guys are a lot of fun on Twitter. Zombie Apocalypse Base, man. It's some good stuff. You can really interact with them on Twitter.
Yeah, leave them a voicemail. Go on their show, dude.
Yeah. And the other one is I download a lot of Audible books, and one of the authors' name is Mark Tufo. He does a lot of zombie apocalypse, vampire shit, man. Really good. Great writer. Totally recommend his books.
Awesome. Anything else? Any more shout-outs?
Nope, I'm good.
You've hijacked my show. You might as well take advantage of it. Go ahead, man.
That was it. I'm good.
Henley, man. Henley.
I know. I'm over there interrupting. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. I forgot to do the shout-outs in the middle anyways because we didn't have a lot of time. I couldn't work with that. But, yeah, do you guys want to find me? Horribly Awkward Podcast. Obviously, if you're listening right now, you already know that. But the Horribly Awkward Podcast can be found on the BS Podcast Network. So shoot over to BSPodcastNetwork.com and listen to all the other cool shows. Pure BS Podcast, The Real Stupid Podcast, The XD Experience with Gidget and Mike. You guys got to listen to The XD Experience. Those guys are awesome. Accidentally the Whole Tip, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, Geek Dig with... Who's in there?
Clint Thiel.
And there's a couple of new shows on there. I'm going to write them down next time. I will tell you guys what they are next week. But there's some nerdy, geeky stuff, so you guys will like that. If you guys want to find me on PlayStation or Xbox, it's They Call Me Iams. Iams is spelled just like the dog and cat food. Just like that. Just like the stuff you find at Petco. You guys can find the podcast on Twitter at awkward_podcast. The email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So you guys can send me emails. The voicemail number is 510-600-3475. And I do have a voicemail from Jerry from the Bad Cop show, which I'm going to play here in a sec. And if you guys know the Bad Cop show, if you know Jerry, if you know Dave, when you ask them to send you a voicemail, you get what you receive. And what I got is a freaking fantastic, hilarious voicemail that I'm going to play for you. And Henley's name's mentioned because what? Henley's beloved in the podcast world.
Mentioned me? That's awesome.
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No. I mean, he's a great, friendly, respectable, very modest guy.
Very, very nice. Yeah, Jerry's very sweet.
Yeah.
I noticed that Jerry doesn't cuss a lot. He doesn't talk about edgy topics. He's just a good guy. He's a stand-up guy, Jerry.
Very stand-up guy. Very professional.
Very professional. He doesn't say cuss words.
Probably somebody you'd meet at church, right?
Yeah, I'd sit right next to Jerry. Right next to him. I'd put my seat closer and I'd just be like, we're best friends. And I'd get a little fist bump. Like, dude, we're in the back. We're going to sit in front of church because, you know, we're respectable Christians.
Amen.
And, listen to the Bad Cop show.
I couldn't hold it anymore.
Bad Cop. You get what you get with these guys. And he left me a voicemail. It's very offensive, which I love about it. And Jerry did what he wanted to do. But yeah, so I'm going to play that right now. Oh, I'm also on the Passersby podcast this week. So check me out over there with Matt. Episode 47. That has aired already. Okay, let's see which voicemail it is. Okay, are you guys ready? as Gidget would say!
Peace out, Brussels sprouts!
Peace!
Hey, Sean, Jerry from the Backup Backup Podcast. You know, I've been listening to your show lately, and you're getting guests that are pretty good, like these chicks, these actresses. None of their names are coming to my head right now, but these chicks, these actresses that you're getting, and, dude, I looked them up, and they're fucking cute. Why are you not hitting on these broads? You're in the perfect position to do so, okay? Because of your whole angle, that whole made-up thing that you have going on about being this awkward, geeky guy. Women today love that shit. They don't like real men. They don't want real men. They want these namby-pamby little fags who can't put five words together in a sentence without getting shy about talking. That's what broads want nowadays. They want pussy. You want proof? Ask your buddy Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers podcast. Ask him if he's getting laid left and right. No, he isn't, because he's a real man. And women aren't interested in real men. Then ask your buddy at Gunny Chief on Twitter, ask him if he's getting laid. He's getting laid left and right because he's a little pussy. Jesus, this is easy stuff, man. You could be getting like A-list type stuff from these actresses, man. You could be knocking them down left and right. Keep playing the angle. Hit on them. Use your head. You could be drowning in pussy in no time. Take care, buddy.
Okay, yeah. So if you guys want more stuff like that, listen to the Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show! Oh, shit, dude. They just put together a best of episode, which was really good. Check it out. It's a best of episode. I called in, left them a little message. They played a clip. Some of the fantastic stuff, man. Some of the good bits of their show over this past year, and
and they have a website. So if you don't want to know, if you don't want your mother to know what you're writing on Facebook, just go to the backupshow.com.
Do you like horror movies? So do we.
Flux is alive, balls yep. out.
To cut his tongue
it on out.
She yeah. was great.
Do you like American Horror Story? So do we.
There were some butts.
Yep.
Killings.
Yep.
Butt.
Yep.
Killings.
Butt.
Yep.
Killings.
If it's over 90% cheek, that's your butt. You see the essence of the butt.
Are you into vampires dancing in mesh tank tops? Us too.
I was mesmerized by the mesh tank top and leather pants.
Are you into high-minded film critique and discussion? Because we've got that.
And it is beautifully filmed. Like, it really, just the stark contrast of colors, like you said.
Not your thing? How about a dick joke?
His dick, dude. He put his yeah. dick in a fucking pig. Come on.
We've also got one dude to give dude perspective.
Zombie apocalypse is no time to have your head in the pussy clouds, Mickey. This is survival.
Thank you.
So head over to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen, and subscribe to The Bloodlust, your go-to podcast for classy broads and a token dude talking horror.